亲爱的恩主，我是多谢你，我是多谢你给我们地上有母亲。我们知道主啊，你爱我们，你爱我们，你藉着母亲来到是彰显了主你们的对我们的爱。主啊，我们献上感谢。我们知道无论在养育儿女，在照顾家庭，对丈夫，对各方面的需要，主啊，我们都看到妈妈她那个的摆上的时候，主啊，我们献上感恩。我们愿主你自己真是继续的来到，是让我们在教会里面，我们彼此一家，我们能够是彼此的相爱。主啊，我们多谢你藉着诗歌对我们的提醒，主啊，你其实就是在世上最伟大的爱我们的神。主啊，我们真是要再一次的献上感谢，就愿主你让我们无论是妈妈，无论是爸爸，无论是我们每一个的弟兄姊妹，我们的同心的都是因着主你爱我们的缘故，我们把你的爱彰显给我们周围的人。主啊，我们在这个时候又纪念，真是我们当中我们肢体有需要的，无论在疾病里面，在这个的医院里面，主啊，我们都祈求主你自己一一的看顾，帮助他们在得到合适的照顾，合适的医治，以致到他们能够早日得以医治过来。主啊，我们为到当中我们患上有癌症的我们都求主你自己继续的来到看顾，愿主你真是让最好的药物，最好的医疗的设备，帮助我们有需要的肢体。我们求主你自己特别的恩待带领。主啊，我们为到我们在6月10日，我们监察了有一个的初夏一个的福音的郊游的时候，我们求主你自己使用，让求主啊，你藉着这个机会，都让这些还未认识主的人可以来到我们当中，一切来到是享受主你这个大自然的创造，又给我们藉着弟兄姊妹对他们的关心，来到是一步一步可以认识主你。主啊，我们亦都为到我们这个粤语堂、英文堂和这个圣恩教会一起联合举办的退休会，来到是求主你眷顾。主，我们知道同工已经是很努力的在这里来到筹备这一次的退休会，我们愿主你藉着这个机会，亦都让我们众弟兄姊妹，我们一家人能够是彼此的来到是过这几日的时间，叫我们一起来到是有欢乐，亦都是有这个的学习你自己话语的时刻。愿主你自己对我们说话，主，我们为到一切的筹备，为到讲员谢俊牧师在我们当中传讲你信息的时候，都求主你自己一一的使用带领。主，我们为到今日我们有刘梅碧仪牧师在我们当中来到是传讲你话语的，我们求主你自己特别的恩待，特别的带领，藉着他能够是对我们众弟兄姊妹来到说话。主啊，求你藉着他的信息，叫我们能够真的结出更多的果子。主啊，我将一切恭敬的摆上，求你带领听我们的祈祷，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。今天我们要读的经文呢，是记载在约翰福音第15章第1到第11节，然后第16节。我们找到的时候，我们一起来到是读这些经文。好，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经结成了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，罪人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面， 就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我们的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐常在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子常存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我今天很开心，我们有我们教会刘梅碧仪牧师在我们当中来到是全港神的话语。Pastor Sandy 呢，其实是我们教会里面负责青少年和儿童事工的牧师来的。咁咧，我哋今日好開心有 Pastor Sandy 喺我當中嚟到全港華語，我亦都有 Maggie 姊妹嚇，羅小薇姊妹做翻譯噶。
早晨，
早晨
，Welcome to church and Happy Mother's Day。
歡迎來到教會，神的家，母親節快樂。
I'm delighted to join you in the Cantonese worship.
我很開心同大家能夠喺粵語崇拜一起敬拜神。
To bring you a word from the Lord.
為你哋帶嚟主嘅話語。
May the Lord bless you with joy.
願主自己嘅喜樂祝福你哋。
The Lord wants us to be fruitful.
主係要我哋多結果子。
In our families, in our lives, and in our church.
在我们的家庭、生活和教会当中，
I pray a blessing over our church and a blessing over each one of you and our families that this year will be more fruitful than ever before.
我祷告祝福我们的教会和我们在座的每一位，今年会比往年结果子更多。
Amen.
阿们。
Our fruitfulness will not be measured by how much activity we do.
我哋系咪多结果子，系唔系以我哋手上做咗几多工嚟衡量
？But how close we remain in Jesus, how much lasting fruit we and impact we make.
而系在乎我哋今年有几咁紧紧跟随主喺主嘅里面，同埋嘅影响，喺神嘅家里边。
From the beginning, we know that God had a desire for Adam and Eve to be fruitful.
从一开始，我哋就知道神对亚当同夏娃系有一个嘅期望，要多结果子，生养众多。
Genesis 1:28 says, "And God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it.'"
喺创世记一章嘅28节嗰度话，你们要神就祝福佢。他们又对他们说，你们要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
The Lord continued to remind every generation to be fruitful and multiply.
然后主继续提醒每一个世代，是要生养众多。
To Noah, to Abraham, to Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
对挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各、约瑟。
The Old Testament references originally meant to be productive as having children or as being laborers.
旧约的经文当中，生育多结果子，它原先的意思是指着生育的能力和劳动的生产力。
The more children, the more fruitful.
子女越多，果子就越多。
The more work done, the more fruitful.
工作得越多，果子亦都越多。
However, the meaning of fruitfulness expanded beyond biological reproduction to spiritual reproduction.
然而，當結果子嘅羽翼之後就擴張咗，由自然嘅繁衍嘅層面，去到引申到屬靈上面嘅繁衍。
To gospel ministry, evangelism, and producing fruit for eternity.
係指到福音嘅工事工，傳福音同埋結永恆嘅果子。
So beyond childbearing and work ability, we are called to be fruitful for His kingdom.
所以除咗生育同埋工作嘅能力之外，我哋神係呼召我哋為神嘅國多結果子。
In the Gospels, bearing fruit is important.
在福音書的裏面，結果子很重要。
The purpose of trees and vines are not simply to exist, but to bear fruit.
樹木和藤蔓不僅僅是要為了生存，而是他們的目的要結出果子。
The purpose of our lives is also to bear fruit.
我們生活的目的，生命的目的，也都是要結出果子。
When we consider fruit, we may think of material things.
我哋谂到果子嘅时候，我哋经常会谂到物质上面嘅嘢。
More people, more programs, more salvations, more baptisms, and more attendance.
更多嘅事工，更多嘅人，更多嘅灵魂嘅得救，更多嘅施洗，甚至系更高嘅出席率。
However, all these good works are not the only fruit.
但是所有这些善行不是唯一的果子。
We know from Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我们在加拉太书那里知道圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
In this sense, being fruitful is growing in the character of God to be more like Jesus.
由这个意义上讲，属灵的果子就是在神的品格当中成长，变得更像主耶稣。
When we offer a sacrifice of praise from Hebrews 13:15, it is the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name.
在希伯来书13:15嗰度话，当我哋以颂赞为祭献俾神嘅时候，那个就系承认主之名嘅人嘴唇嘅果子。
And in this sense, being fruitful is giving glory to God, giving praise to Him.
从呢个意义上讲，我哋结果子就系荣耀神，赞美佢。
So there's a few things we know about fruit.
所以我哋对果子有一啲嘅理解。
First, the kind of tree is known by what kind of fruit it produces.
首先，是什么树就要看它结什么果子。
Fig trees produce figs, and grapevines produce grapes.
无花果树结无花果，葡萄树结葡萄。
And healthy apple trees produce good apples.
健康的苹果树结出好的苹果。
But a dying tree of any kind produces little or no fruit.
但是任何一种垂死的树木就会不结果子，或者是腐烂的果子。
So a spiritual man or woman should produce spiritual fruit.
所以一个属灵的男人或者女人是会结出属灵的果子。
And a faithful Christ-like family should produce faithful fruit.
所以一个忠心的基督化家庭应该结出忠心的果子。
The second thing we know about fruits is that fruits are clearly visible and rarely invisible.
第二样我们知道果子的 是果子是清晰可见的，比较是不会隐藏的。
Fruits are not invisible. I can see what I'm eating.
果子是不会看不到的，我可以见到我自己吃的是什么。
At the market, I know what I'm buying, an apple, a peach, a mango.
在市场上面，我知道我买的是苹果、桃或者是橙。
A spiritually fruitful teen will show evidence of faith.
一个结果子的青少年是会显出他在他信心的凭证。
What kind of evidence do I see?
有乜嘢樣嘅憑證呢？
By their courage to stand up for Jesus.
佢哋可能會有勇氣去捍衛神嘅名。
Being fearless to pray.
係無畏無懼咁去禱告。
The hunger to read God's word.
佢渴慕神嘅話語。
Or decreasing anger and rage.
或者減少怒氣同埋憤怒。
A faithful teen may show evidence of a growing character of Christ.
一個結果子嘅青少年，可能會表現出基督品格上面成長嘅表徵。
They may be eager to bring glory to God.
佢哋可能會好渴望咁將榮耀歸於神。
To benefit others rather than themselves.
想要造就他人而唔係自己。
So although true faith is personal and individual, true faith is rarely invisible.
所以真正的信心雖然是個人的、個體的，但是真正的信心很少有隱藏的。
So let's encourage one another to be fruitful and let it be clearly visible.
所以讓我們互相鼓勵去多結果子，讓它可以清晰可見。
The third thing we know about fruits is fruits are dependent on the vine to grow.
第三，果子的生长是依赖于结它的树。
The fruit never exists by itself. It needs to be part of a vine or a tree to grow.
果子永远是不会单独存在，它是需要是树和藤蔓的一部分。
Fruit that is apart from the vine or the tree is rotten fruit.
离开了树或者是葡萄树，这些的果是只会腐烂。
A Christian cannot be independently fruitful apart from Christ or the church.
基督徒离开基督或者教会是不可能结果子。
Fruitfulness is celebrated, but fruitlessness is catastrophic.
结出果子是值得庆祝，但是不结果子却是灾难性的。
A tree that does not bear fruit will be put aside.
一棵不结果子的树是会被割枝。
In the words of John the Baptist, every tree, therefore, does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire, from Luke chapter 3, verse 9.
在用施洗约翰的话来讲，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
And in the words of Jesus, for no good tree bears bad fruit,Nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit, from Luke chapter 6, verse 43 and 44.
在路加福音记载耶稣说，没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子，凡树木看果子就可以认出它来。
So today we are in John 15.
所以今天我们看的经文是约翰福音15章。
And this scripture lands in a section known as the Upper Room Discourse.
这一段的圣经是取自一部分叫做楼房的讲章的一段圣经。
So from John chapter 13 to 17, Jesus spends his final hours with his disciples.
所以在约翰福音的十三章至十七章，主耶稣是同門徒係過最後嘅，佢喺世上最後幾個鐘嘅時光。
And during these chapters, Jesus was washing their feet, eating the Passover, and preparing them for the crucifixion.
喺呢幾章裏邊，耶穌係為門徒洗腳、吃逾越節嘅晚餐，同埋為門徒為佢被釘十字架做準備。
Now,No doubt where they were, there were olive trees and grape vineyards.
毫无疑问，他们所在的楼房其实周围四周都有橄榄树和葡萄园。
So Jesus conveniently points to the grapes and the vines for illustration.
所以耶稣就用葡萄树和葡萄来做这个比喻。
And Jesus says in verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
所以耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Jesus is the true vine, the only source of life.
主耶稣是真的葡萄树，是我们生命唯一的源头。
Any branch that is separated from the vine has no life.
离开葡萄树的枝子是没有生命的。
It cannot bear fruit apart from the vine.
离开了葡萄树，它也都不可以结果子。
And Jesus says, the heavenly Father is the gardener.
耶稣说，天父是照料葡萄园的园丁。
And he tends the vine and the branches.
他去照料葡萄园和枝子。
In his wisdom, he may remove the dead branches to give the healthy branches the ability to grow.
以他的智慧，天父会除去枯枝，让健康的枝子是可以成长。
And Jesus was speaking to his disciples, so he was speaking to Christians.
耶稣在这里是指着门徒所说，所以他是对基督徒说的。
He said, every branch in me.
他说，凡属我的。
So in verse 2, we see some branches bear no fruit.
所以在第二节里面，我们看到一些的枝子是不结果子的。
And the vine dresser cuts away at dead branches.
园丁就剪掉那些的枯枝。
And you can tell the dead branches from the living ones because of their color and their shape.
我们可以在树枝的形状和颜色上面可以看到它们的差异。
Because the dead ones are no longer strong, pliable, and green.
因为枯枝不再是强壮、有柔韧性、或者是青翠。
Perhaps they are broken and dangling. Perhaps they are dead with rot.
或者他们已经是摇摇欲坠，已经被折断，甚至已经腐烂。
Perhaps they are diseased by bugs or damaged by storms.
或者他们已经被虫蛀了，或者被风暴摧毁了。
But it can no longer bear fruit.
但是它不可以再结果子。
And they need to be cut off to make room for the living branches.
所以他们需要被剪去，以腾出多些空间给健康的枝子。
And it continues to say in verse 2, And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
所以经文继续说，凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
So in verse 2, we see there are no fruit,
所以在第二节里面，我们见到不结果子。
And some branches will bear fruit.
And 有一些枝子是结果子的。
And those branches he prunes so it can bear more fruit.
而园丁就会修理结果子的枝子，令到它结果子更多。
It's the gardener's job to bear more fruit.
是园丁的工作，令到枝子结果子更多。
Here Jesus is teaching his disciples that it is an important spiritual principle, pruning.
耶稣在这里教导门徒，修剪是一个很重要的属灵的原则。
Pruning is also an important spiritual practice for every Christian.
修剪也都是对每一个基督徒来说很重要的属灵操练。
Pruning is the act of cutting away, snipping away those little sucker shoots.
修剪是为了要清理或者是剪除一些的吸盘芽。
These are the little branches that suck away all the life, resulting in no or little fruit.
就是那些在旁枝那里吸掉吸走生命养分的一些的枝芽。导致主要的枝子是不结果子。
And the act of pruning will bear more fruit.
修剪的效果就是会结果子更多。
Sometimes our Heavenly Father will remove distractions from our lives.
有时我们的天父是会将我们生命当中的干扰除去。
He may take away relationships that draw away our energy and our attention.
他会拿走一些吸引我们注意精力和注意力的一些的人际关系。
In order to make us better and more focused and more productive.
好令到我们更加好，更加 有專注力同埋更有果效。
Now these other pursuits may not be evil, they may not be bad, they may not be even sinful, but they just simply don't help us to be more fruitful.
其他嘅呢啲追求或许唔系邪恶嘅或者罪恶嘅，但系佢哋并冇帮助我哋，结果只更多。
Let's all humbly ask the Lord what must be pruned from my life in order to be more fruitful.
等我哋都谦卑嘅求问主，在我们的生命里面必须剪除什么才可以多结果子。
What must be pruned from our family to be more fruitful?
为了让我们的家庭在属灵上面多结果子，我们要剪除什么？
What is the draining away my energy and my time and keeps me from being more fruitful?
是什么耗尽了我们的精力和时间，阻止我们变得阻止我哋多结果子。
Because every day I need to be more like Jesus, not less.
因为我哋要每一日更像主耶稣，唔系越嚟越唔似。
I have to give him more glory, not less.
我哋要俾佢更多嘅荣耀，唔系更少。
Now, pruning may seem counterproductive to those of us with no gardening skills.
对我们当中不识园艺的人来讲，修剪可能是有违常理。
Because wouldn't a bigger bush or a bigger tree produce more fruit?
难道更多的枝子不会结出更多的果子吗？
But the experienced gardener tell us to prune and cut away the dead growth.
但是有经验的园丁就会告诉我们是要修剪和剪掉枯枝。
Do not allow the little branches to draw away all the and waste the essential elements.
以至到细嘅枝芽系唔会增长同埋浪费必须嘅养分。
Then, to our surprise, the plants are revived with more green leaves and more fruit.
所以我哋嘅植物就会生长出更多嘅绿叶同埋果子。
We have many overachieving youths that burn out when they strive to do it all.
我们当中可能有很多出类拔萃的年轻人，他们在多才多艺，十项全能，令到搞到自己很精疲力尽。
And instead of doing it all, our families need to struggle to help them decide what to prune.
And, 对于我们家庭家人来说，我们要支持他的时候，我们都很难作出选择，是要在哪一方面要剪除。
Maybe doing two sports or two instruments or two anything may be a little bit too much for your too busy schedule.
或者你take两样乐器或者两个运动，可能对你来说太多了。
They need to reduce their screen time.To make tough choices of what is best for them.
他们要减少上网的时间，作出困难的决定，以至到是做出对他们好的选择。
To make time to sleep and to rest and abide in Jesus and be fruitful.
要腾出时间睡觉，同埋在耶稣的里面读经祷告，多结果子。
It isn't easy to decide which sport or which AP class to drop.
可能要放棄哪項運動和 AP 課是不容易。
In order to create more time to actually discover Jesus amidst their growing doubt.
以至到是可以騰出一些時間在青少年越來越多的信仰疑惑的裡面是重新去發現主耶穌。
Or make time to develop, rebuild deeper friendships and get their smile back.
騰出時間去重建一啲嘅深厚嘅友誼，去重拾佢哋嘅笑容。
I was raised in Flushing, New York.
我係喺紐約嘅法拉盛長大。
Where there wasn't a lot of farming land in Flushing, New York.
大家知道喺法拉盛係冇好多嘅耕地或者係園地。
But because my mother was a wonderful gardener,
但是因为我的妈妈是一个出色的园丁,
I grew up as her assistant.
我呢從細呢就係佢嘅助手。
In our small backyard garden, she produced giant, giant 冬瓜。
喺好細嘅後花園裏面，我媽咪可以種出好索大嘅冬瓜。
Not to mention 苦瓜 ，not my favorite。
仲有我都唔係好中意嘅苦瓜。
And the really long Chinese string beans。
好長嘅豆角。
And corn on a cob。
粟米。
And you know her sweet beefy 番茄。
好大好甜嘅番茄。
And one of my favorites, her 芥蘭。
同埋佢好中意Pastor Sandy 好中意嘅芥蘭。
And as a child, I thought it was just too much work.
我細個嘅時候真係覺得種呢啲真係好繁重嘅工作。
Every day to water, to fertilize, and to prune those plants.
每日都要淋水施肥同埋要修剪呢啲嘅植物。
They took as much time and attention as my baby brother.
佢好似我照顧我嘅細佬一樣嘅咁花時間同體力。
And every morning before I left for school, we watered the plants.
每日朝早我哋翻學之前，我哋都會淋水。
And every evening after dinner, we did our pruning and gardening.
每日晚飯之後，我哋都會進行修剪同埋園藝嘅耕作。
I mean, I know they need water, but can't we do without the pruning?
我知道佢哋需要淋水，但係可唔可以唔修剪呢
？So she made me prune away all the little dead parts and the unproductive bits.
我媽咪係叫我要剪去嗰啲冇枯掉嘅葉同埋冇用嘅部分。
And my mom tried to convince me and said the plants will grow bigger.
我媽咪就會話你咁樣做咧，呢啲嘅果實就會好大噶啦。
And she was right.
And 佢係啱嘅。
We had giant melons and tomatoes to grow.
我哋就種出好大嘅瓜果同埋番茄。
And if you want to learn something about pruning and how farming works, I encourage you to join our new gardening club at RCCC.
如果大家想了解多啲有關耕種同埋修剪方面嘅，我就鼓勵你哋加入我哋若歌教會啱成立嘅一個叫做花園俱樂部。
And make sure you bring your children and your grandchildren over there to learn how to prune.
你可以帶你嘅仔女同埋兒孫係可以去嗰度一齊去修剪。
In verse 3, it says, Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in a vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit.For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned.
我而家读经文嘅三至六节。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。
Whoever abides in Christ will bear much fruit, it says in verse 5.
在第五節那裡說，常在基督裡面的，這個人就會多結果子。
We have no fruit to fruit to more fruit and now much fruit.
我們剛剛講到從不結果子到結果子，到結更多的果子，一直到現在是多結果子。
Pruning produces more fruit, but abiding produces much fruit.
修剪是能够使到结果子更多，但是在基督的里面是可以令到多结果子。
Jesus tells us to abide or remain or stay with or hang out with him.
耶稣告诉我们，我们要跟他住在一起，跟他一起去花时间留在他的身边，在他的里面。
The Greek word for abide is mene, used 10 times here in John 15.
在约翰福音十五章的里面，abide 在住在主的里面的这个字的希腊字是出现了十次。
Jesus doesn't want us to visit him once a year or even just once a week.
耶稣不是只是想一年一次，甚至是每个礼拜一次去见到我们。
Jesus invites us and urges us to hang out with him and remain in him 24/7.
耶稣是邀请和敦促我们和他在一起，是全天候的24小时7日在他的里面。
Jesus doesn't want us to be an unfamiliar acquaintance, but he wants us to remain in him as a close friend.
耶稣不希望我们和他只是泛泛之交，他希望我们可以和他好像亲密的朋友一样住在他的里面。
You know, when we make barbecue ribs,we want the sauce to infuse into the meat right to the bone.
我们在做烧烤排骨的时候，是很想骨是可以，酱汁是可以入味去到肉和骨的里面。
So we let it marinate in the refrigerator overnight.
所以我们会将它和酱汁是在雪柜里面摆上一夜去腌制。
And it soaks in the flavors.
是令到它可以入味。
We let it abide.
我们让肉在酱汁的里面。
And the next day we roast it to perfection, to tender perfection, and the sauce permeates right to the bone.
咁第二日咧，我哋就可以烤出一味外酥里嫩嘅好入味嘅排骨。每咬一啖咧，都齿颊留香。
So when we make tea eggs, we have the same principle.
我哋做茶叶蛋嘅时候，亦都系同样嘅咁样做。
We want all the flavors of the tea and the soy sauce and the spices to infuse into the eggs.
我哋希望茶叶、豉油同埋嗰啲香料嘅味道都可以入味去到蛋嗰度。
So we let it soak into the hard-boiled cracked eggs for 12 hours.
所以我哋将个蛋壳敲碎，系将佢腌喺酱汁里边12个钟以上。
And then the next day we enjoy these beautiful marbled eggs with abundant flavors.
所以第二日我哋就可以食到外表系好似有大理石纹嘅咁嘅鸡蛋，而且佢嘅风味系非常之丰富嘅。
Jesus invites us to abide, to marinate, and to soak in his company.
耶稣是邀请我们是可以在他的同在里面一起去浸泡，一起去腌。
Don't rush through the Bible study or the prayer, but to really soak in his fellowship and pour our heart out to him in prayer and listen.
我们在读神的话语和同主交通的时候，不要焦急，在祷告的当中是可以同他倾心吐意，是仔细地去聆听主。
You know, during the pandemic, it was really difficult for us to enjoy fruitfulness.
在疫情的当中，要多结果子不容易。
Perhaps you felt the same struggle to remain in Jesus.
或者你都同樣嘅覺得要常在主耶穌嘅裏邊係唔容易。
When we worship and pray in isolation from my couch，
要獨自喺屋企嘅沙發嗰度去敬拜神同埋禱告。
Singing amidst a live choir and congregation is a really step up experience。
同現場的詩班和會眾一起去唱詩讚美神，確實是一種更加美妙的體會。
and warmly greeting one another with encouragement and life.
而熱情咁相互問安喺教會嘅裏邊，亦都係鼓勵我哋嘅內心，同埋俾我哋有生命嘅活力。
Could you read verses 7-11 and 16?
我而家讀第七節到十一節同埋十六節。你們若常在我裏面，我的話也常在你們裏面。凡你們所願意的，祈求就給你們成就。你們多結果子，我父就因此得榮耀。你們也就是我的門徒了。我愛你們，正如我父愛我一樣。你們要常在我的愛裡。你們若遵守我的命令，就常在我的愛裡，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的愛裡。這些事我已經對你們說了，是要叫我的喜樂存在你們心裡，並叫你們的喜樂可以滿足。不是你們揀選了我，是我揀選了你們，並且分派你們去結果子，叫你們的果子常存，使你們奉我的名，無論向父求什麼，他就賜給你們。
Now Jesus was talking to his disciples. He's not telling them how to be saved. He's telling them how to be fruitful.
耶稣是跟他的门徒讲说话，他不是跟门徒讲怎样得救，而是说怎样多结果子。
How to bear much fruit.
怎样结更多的果子。
He's telling them how to be eternally fruitful as they bear abiding fruit.
耶稣是跟门徒讲怎样去结出常存的永恒的果子。
So in verse 16, we have now not no fruit, fruit, more fruit, much fruit. We have abiding fruit.
所以在十六节的里面，我们见到不是不结果子，亦都不是只止结果子，结更多的果子，而是我们结常存的果子。
This is the fruit that will last, that will remain.
这个是恒存的永恒的果子。
When we are fruitful disciples, we give glory to God with all that we do.
若然我们成为多结果子的基督徒，我们必然会用我们所做的一切去归荣耀给神。
When we live in obedience and are dependent on the true vine, which he supplies daily grace.
我们就活在信服的当中，倚靠真的葡萄树，因为主耶稣每日供应足够的恩典。
If we live away from the vine and for ourselves, we can do nothing apart from the vine.
而如果我们是为自己而活，是离了主耶稣，我们是不可以做什么。
In closing, brothers and sisters, we all have but one life to live.
最后，弟兄姊妹们，我们在地上只有一次生命可以活。
And I trust that you want your lives to be productive and to be fruitful.
我很相信大家其实在自己的生命里面都很希望有果效，能够多结果子。
I trust that you want your family to be productive and fruitful.
我也希望你想要屋企人是可以有果效，多结果子。
What good is it to live a successful life in the eyes of man, yet bear little or no fruit in the eyes of God?
如果是过上世人眼中的所谓成功的生活，但是我们没有结果子，或者结很少的果子，那又有什么好处呢？
And moms and dads, I feel the weight on your heart.
我们在座的做父母的弟兄姊妹，我能够感受到你们心里面的那个的重担。
To grow spiritually strong, faithful, and fruitful children.
要培养属灵上面有长进的多结果子的孩子。
I am here with you in good times and in hard times.
我愿意同你们一起走过高低。
And our ministry teams and church leadership are committed to engage parents to mobilize the next gen to love and serve the Lord.
我们事工的团队和教会的牧长都愿意跟家长们一起去鼓励我们，帮助我们父母是去培养我们的下一代，去爱主，去服侍主。
So John 15 gives you three takeaways.
所以约翰福音15章有三个要领。
First, always stay connected with Jesus, never depart from the vine.
第一，始终要同主耶稣连结，唔离开主耶稣。
Let's trade in the tendency for social distance for radical intimacy with Jesus and his people.
让我们一改在疫情当中的社交距离的惯性，换之为我们同主耶稣和我们的弟兄姊妹之间很亲密的关系。
Secondly, let's prune away the things that take away our focus and prevent us from more fruitfulness.
第二是要剪除我们令我们分散我们注意力的东西，是可以等这些东西不会阻止我们多结果子。
In our busy schedules, we need to prune and make more room for God.
在我们紧凑的时间表里面，我们需要修剪并为神腾出更多的空间。
And thirdly, abide and remain and marinate with God.
第三是要在神的里面去好像浸泡和腌制一样跟祂在一起。
Marinate with God in prayer and His word, in fellowship and in witness.
在祷告，在团契，在神的话语和见证的当中，我们是跟神一起。
May we be more like Jesus as we get older.
愿我们随着年龄的增加，更像主耶稣。
May we bring more grace and love from God, not less, with a culture that slips further away.
愿我们在上帝那里是带来更多的恩典和爱，而不是更少，因为这个世代的文化就是如此。
May we be exceedingly fruitful for the glory of God.
愿我们为神的荣耀多结果子。
Please pray with me.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, teach us to abide in you.
主耶稣教导我们在你的里面。
You are the true vine and we are the branches.
你是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
You cut away every branch that does not bear fruit.
你剪掉一切不结果子的枝子。
Teach us to remain in you. Apart from you, we can do nothing.
教导我们常在你的里面，因为离了你，我们就不可以做什么。
And thank you that you are always faithful to remain with us.
感谢你一切一直都很信实地在我们里面。
We humbly pray in Jesus' name.
我们以谦卑的心奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.